and we have ourselves a tasting party with these fresh Miracle Fruit berries. Jeff, to you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Amber, don't crunch into it. Don't. Just get them. You know, get the skin off.
Mm-hmm.
And then let it roll around. Don't crunch into the seed. So, I was reading this article on Slate about hippie or hipsters, they call them now. Hipsters who hunt.
Okay.
They don't like factory farming, but they're sort of like me in the sense that they understand that meat eating is part of their lives, so they don't want to go away with it, but they do want to do what they can to, you know, make it to not deal with factory farm, but still get their meat, and so they actually shoot and kill their own meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in a way better because they're not eating whatever corn or stuff, they're eating whatever they get in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's probably better.
I came from a hunting family, so I get it. No, I'm not sure if I'm... I don't know. I mean, I'm, you know, for hunting. I don't see a problem with hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people that just trophy hunt.
Yeah, that's...
You know, that's, you know, not cool. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with...
I'm going to double up here.
Okay.
And the miracle berries themselves are a little kind of raspberry-ish.
And pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the second one tastes a lot better than the first one. The second one was...
Well, the second one, you had the influence of the miracle berry.
Maybe that's it. I still got both of them in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And still, the second one's sweeter than the first one, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell which one's the second one.
Feels like it has less of the pulp that's come off, right? I mean, it's interesting.
Hmm. What's it taste like, though? It tastes like...
It's vaguely cherry-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tablets tasted a lot like cherry.
Mm-hmm.
This one doesn't taste as much like cherry. It's, if you cut a cherry with, I don't know.
You're left with the seeds that you can then plant.
I guess to go with lemon first, what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, let's say give it a minute.
Okay.
In a minute to... take over your palate. And what you'll be surprised by is both your lips and the back of your mouth have not been coated with this stuff. So you'll feel the sour there. But you won't feel the sour on your tongue or in the rest of your mouth.
So I should rub some of my lips is what you're saying?
If you want to. All I'm saying is that it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They're dynamic.
So we got limes, lemons, regular tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes of two different sorts. We got a gala apple, got a green apple, got grapefruit. We got a couple kinds of peppers, we got banana, we got dates, we got some cheese, we got some olives, we got some cranberries.
Pineapple, watermelon, a couple different melons, honeydew, mango, and cantaloupe. Cranberries, olives, various types of chocolate. It is a real tasting party. This is
so my seeds feel like seeds. They don't feel like they have any pulp on them anymore.
Yeah, they probably do have a little bit of pulp on them, but enough that you can, you know, take them out.
Mm-hmm.
We can you can save them so you can plant them or something.
I just might.
Especially all right, I think it's enough time. Let's go for lemon.
tastes like lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It's so sweet.
Mm. Tastes like someone put sugar on these.
Mm-hmm.
Like, coated them in sugar. You can still taste it. They're sour. But not really.
I mean, it tastes like lemonade. Like,
yeah. Here we go. We got plenty of bags here for the trash.
And, yeah, it is, like, sour. Like, my... I feel it in my throat, like, the acidity mm-hmm. in my throat. I feel like, almost like heartburn. So it's still sour in my esophagus, for sure.
Let me try that grapefruit. I want to try the grapefruit, because I heard that was really good on this. This is good old pink grapefruit, your standard supermarket variety. Wow. Most of the bitterness is gone.
Lemon's better.
Lemon is better, but it definitely changes grapefruit a lot.
So we're doing citrus here. I'm going to do the lime now.
How's the lime taste? I had good luck with limes, actually.
The lime is it's more sour than the lemon was. I mean, it's not horrible.
Mm-hmm. No puckering on our ends.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and sweet. Pineapple. Gonna go for some pineapple here.
Very little change.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm not getting too much difference.
Hmm. Tasting a lot of sweet there. Not surprised. Cranberry. These are pretty... These are really sour. These are now only slightly sour.
Hmm. I don't know. It almost seems like... I didn't really notice much change for the cranberries either.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm definitely noticing a change in the cranberry. They're not nearly as sour as they were.
I'm going to go back to the lemon to make sure it's still working for me.
There's more American fruit where that came from.
I know. I'm just saying the last couple, though, it almost seems like it's... Yeah, the difference is less pronounced. Lemon's still fairly sweet. I mean, I think it's a little more sour. I don't know if it's starting to... This is supposed to last a while, though, isn't it?
That's about 30 minutes. At least 30 minutes. I mean, typically less, maybe even an hour. Take another one.
I'll take one more. Give me another hit of the miracle fruit, man.
This is a pepper chocolate I'm having, and it tastes less of the pepper, or it's less dramatic, the pepper that's there. The chocolate is not nearly as bitter, too. So, I mean, it's interesting. You kind of have to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the flavor has definitely changed. Not to the point where everything tastes completely different, but to the point where there's a definite change going on. I'll have another one, too. I will... I'll assail my taste buds completely. Actually, we'll have two more. We'll each have two more. Because why not? Because they're best when fresh, and they're not going to be fresh for very long.
So we're going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure these really coat our palate.
Under my tongue, too. All around my mouth. So, other stuff that's going on. Things.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I've been... Really busy.
There's a picture behind us. Looks like an Allie John picture.
Oh, Allie is turning into quite the artist. Mm. She'll draw like 20 pictures a day, like of just, here, hang this on the wall.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, that reminds me of something I heard in NPR. About, because Allie is getting close to the age where she's going to start doing school, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about, what's it called, flip schooling. Where instead of doing homework at home and then getting a lecture or whatever at school, they get their lecture at home and they do their homework in the classroom with a teacher there. The teacher records a lecture as sort of like a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Says, you know, their homework assignment is to watch the lecture and take notes on it. And they can reverse, you know, rewind, mm-hmm. whatever things they don't understand. And they go into school and they do their work with, you know, with the notes and what they understand of stuff in the mm-hmm. in school. I think it's brilliant. I think it's a great way to leverage technology.
I think it would work for me a lot. I think that would work well for me. I like that.
I think it's a great way to learn. I mean, I think because you can learn at your own pace when you want to, mm-hmm. you know, doing your homework. And then, you know, you can rewind if you misunderstand something or whatever. And then you go into school, and that's where you get the individual help and stuff. Because, I mean, you and I, if we were parents, you are a parent, I'm not. But, you know, if your kid has chemistry class, are you going to know everything about chemistry to help your kid figure out the difference between that ionic or covalent bond? You're going to have to read up it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But the teacher can help with that. And you can maybe watch a lecture, too, and get a little bit of mm-hmm. knowledge.
Flip schooling. That's awesome. I really like that idea. That's cool. That's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's almost like... Oh, I like that. I like the idea of having the time in school is study hall, one-on-one type
chemistry
thing.
Lab, you know, that sort of thing. It's lab work. It's you know, the hard work is done in school, and the you know the learning you do on your own pace.
Allie calls herself Allie the Maker now. Because, you know, the thing with the Sylvia stuff and whatnot. And, you know, so she's done a lot of that. But, you know, even these drawings, you know, she's like, the little play desk she has, that's her maker desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the spirit. You know, I'm really proud that, you know, that she's either manufacturing things, making things, you know, scientific experiments, or just drawing stuff. You know, she knows she can make stuff. And most people don't think they can make stuff. So I just think it's a great foundation that I was able to, you know, that Allison has here.
Well, I mean, it's a good foundation to see what happens when she gets older.
Well, sure. But, I mean, we're going to keep this whole thing up, right? So she's going to see that, hey, Dad can make furniture. Dad can make, you know, whatever. You know, it's not going to be this, hey, you have to go buy something or contract something. You can learn how to do it yourself type thing. So that's what I'm hoping that really catches on. Let's go back to the cranberries, see if... I'm a little more dose now. It's definitely sweeter.
Grape tomato. That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Try some of the heirloom.
Here's the red heirloom. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the
multicolored rainbow heirloom.
Mmm.
Wow.
Mmm. Wow.
It's like an orange mix with a papaya.
Yeah, here's some more. Tastes like crazy citrus, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
All right. Jalapeno.
Jalapeno. Not hot till it's back your throat.
Yeah. Cucumber.
I don't think cucumber's gonna change much, right?
Right. I want to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it tastes a lot like a cucumber. I can show on these garlic-stuffed olives.
The regular vine tomatoes, they're really sweet, really good. Sweeter than the grape tomatoes.
Hmm. Once that tomato, like, the gland stuff hits your tongue, it's, like, sweet. It's super mm-hmm. sweet.
It was also sitting next to where the lemon was. I'm wondering if there's some lemon juice on there. It's making it come out extra sweet. I think the lemon's the most pronounced difference, yeah. right?
Let me try the garlic. Garlic.
Good or bad? Bad.
It's garlic, all right.
No change?
No.
Okay, I'm going to skip the garlic.
I took a big chunk of garlic, keep in mind, but my huge chunk was like, bam! Oh, hey, you want some garlic? Bam! How about that? That was Granny Smith apple.
Mmm. Still mostly garlic Granny Smith, but it has a nice sweetness to it. That's pretty good.
Mmm.
Try the other apple. Was this Gala or was this something else? Fuji?
I have no idea. I know what their green kind is.
Tastes probably a little bit sweeter than normal, but not a big difference.
Mmm. Banana.
No change.
The most radioactive fruit.
Let me try this.
This is the red pepper.
It was pretty sweet, like, at first.
Then the heat comes in.
Mm-hmm.
70% bitter chocolate. Comes in dark.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's really much change here.
But most of the bitter's gone away. Some dates. It kind of tastes mushy. It goes so well with the chocolate, it's hard to differentiate.
Dates do lose some flavor. Yeah. Lose some complexity.
It is a grape. A red grape. Little change on the grape side.
It's just a little bit of mango here, right?
Yeah, watermelon.
Wow, that's weird. Try the mango. It actually tastes more sour than normal. It tastes more like a lemon than a normal.
Really? The watermelon is interesting because it also loses a lot of its flavor.
Hmm. Yeah, the mango tastes more like a lemon.
You're right. That is weird. Hmm. Well, I hope you're probably not listening, but if you are listening, this is fun for us. Man, this must be really annoying for you guys.
Yeah. I think the most interesting things were lemon is just made for miracle fruit.
Yeah.
The Granny Smith apple.
I think the grapefruit, let me try the grapefruit again. I think the grapefruit is really interesting.
That one heirloom tomato was amazing. The the vine tomato.
Yeah.
This one was very good. Peppers. Small difference. Bananas, nothing.
Mango, crazy.
Yeah, the mango go in reverse, making it sour, was definitely crazy.
The chilies were kind of interesting because it muted some of the chili flavor until it hit the back of your tongue.
I swear the grapefruit undoes miracle fruit for me. I took that and it just like, it tasted sweet for a second, then it just got...
I'm going to try a little bit of the Swiss here. Got some more of that lemon. Okay. Lemon still tastes sweet. Miracle fruit is not undone. So if you get the chance, I think the tablets are just as good, really, as the regular miracle fruit. I think, you know, this taste test kind of proves that they work just as well.
I'm trying to get a few more things in.
Which is good, because the tablet only costs like $10 for 10.
I know, I swear. For me, grapefruit undoes the miracle fruit.
Really?
This lemon is not sweet anymore.
Wow.
Grapefruit turned it off. I mean, not 100%, but it's at least 50% off. I'm good. I mean, unless you're just going to get rotten and go to waste, I don't need any more.
They are going to get rotten and go to waste. I mean, we're going to freeze some, but if we don't eat them, they go rotten and go to waste. I paid good money for these. Good money.
Yeah, for some reason, the grapefruit just turns it off. No, I mean, at least 50% off. The lemon wasn't, you know, 100% sour, but it wasn't like lemonade sweetness anymore. And the Granny Smith tasted about the same. So... yeah, for me, that's my antidote right there. I'll stay away from the grapefruit.
All right. You want to try some of the beer?
Sure.
Kind of curious to see what the mole and the quad taste like. Still a good smelling quad. Sweet. Very sweet. All the bitterness is kind of just...
you know, I bet you miracle fruit works better for wine.
It might.
Like the acidity.
They recommend beer, actually. Hmm. Because beer has this the strong bitterness.
Hmm.
Yeah, try an olive. I'm going to try some of the Maytag Blue. Yeah, that kind of tastes like a fruitier blue cheese. And it still tastes like blue cheese, don't get me wrong. But it's, there's a weird kind of accents of fruitiness into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has, I don't know, it's hard to say.
It's a little orange
streak. Something a little
in there,
citric. Yeah.
Tangerine-ish. Yeah, there's something going on there. It's different.
Hmm.
Miracle fruit. Try yourself one of these watermelons, because I think they're mighty interesting in the way it kind of tastes like nothing.
That's pretty good, actually. Watermelon?
Most of the flavor is sucked away.
Try some more of this rainbow heirloom tomato.
Mmm. Mmm. It's a Briette Sauvignon.
This is the worst post show ever for most people, huh?
I know. Well, it's good for us. For most people, this is really sucky. So, we told you not to listen. That's what you can expect. If you have miracle fruit, you're going to want to try as many different things as possible. And some are going to be different.
The brie tastes really salty.
Yeah.
Really, really, really salty.
Some are going to be way different. Some are going to be kind of the same. And you know, it's fun to kind of figure out which ones are which for your palate.
Mm-hmm. How is the prosciutto? Is it really salty too?
Probably really salty.
I mean, prosciutto's really salty any day of the week, right?
Yeah.
So.
It just kind of tastes like prosciutto, yeah.
I think that's about everything, huh?
Pretty much. We haven't gone through the litany of chocolates, but I think that's kind of overkill.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you listened to all this, we're sorry.
Lemons, tomatoes, mangoes.
Mm. Limes, I think, are useful. Blue cheese.
Let me try these cranberries again. Oh. Oh, that tastes bad.
The cranberries do?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's what I had recently with the cheese, but the cranberries are just kind of... Oh. I'm retasting blue cheese now or something with the cranberries. Cranberries bring the blue cheese back, maybe? I don't know. It's just not good. I'm going to try honeydew. I haven't had the honeydew yet. I think the blue cheese has tainted my palate. I'm tasting blue cheese in everything.
Huh. Well, it's a good point to end it then. Thank you for listening.
Putting up with our crap.
Yes. This has been an experiment, one that we don't do again, we promise. But there wasn't really another time to do this. So, we apologize for indulging you in all this. Anyway.
Take a photo of this table.
Okay.
And put that up on Twitter.
Anyway, we'll talk to you soon.